Welcome to Doctor's Orders with your host, Dr. Baker. Now let's join today's program.
Hello, everybody. Happy sunny Saturday. I am Dr. Baker of the Business Hospital, the only business hospital in the world. This is Doctor's Orders, and my only job when I wake up is to make sure, from a work standpoint, that your businesses are healthy and that they're sustainable and that they're viable. And so on our show of Doctor's Orders, what we do is that we provide over-the-air treatment for any business that needs it. And we also highlight businesses and small businesses that, one, you need to know about, but number two, can offer advice, recommendation, and new perspectives regarding your business ventures. And so today I'm really excited to bring in some guests that are in an industry that I find to be really, really popular, very polarizing, and in a host of ways. A lot of people that I speak to on a regular basis that are looking to join the ranks of entrepreneurship. They're jumping into the industry, and that industry is trucking. And so we want to talk about the trucking industry a little bit with my guest that I'll introduce here momentarily. If there is anyone that wants to join today's discussion, you can do so by calling in at 859-291-2255. Once again, that call-in number is 859-291-2255. If anyone wants to send me a message directly, you can, and I will respond to you. You can do so at info@drbaker.us, info@drbaker.us. And so, once again, as I'm out in the world, as I do business in 14 countries, I'm always learning about where passions lie for business owners. I'm always looking at what industries are trending, what industries are changing, you know, what different elements toward industries that are forcing adjustments and pivots. And one industry that just keeps coming up is the trucking industry. You know, as people are looking for freedom, as individuals are looking to control their destiny and, quite frankly, make a lot of money, the trucking industry has become really popular. Regardless of how much the world is changing, what we do know is that retail is at an all-time high, which means that trucking has a big portion to do with that. No differently, if you look back into our history, the train system was massive for commerce, whether it was getting things from the east to the west coast or carrying things from river to river. Our train system was essentially a big portion of what built this country. Well, now the trucking industry is what allows us to sustain because of not just raw materials that have to be moved, but quite frankly, all the retail that goes on that is a stimulus to our gross domestic product. And so today I want to bring in a company called Deck 7 Logistics. And Deck 7 specializes in all things trucking. And so I want to bring in two members of Deck 7. We've got the owner of Deck 7, Ken Daniel, here. And then one of the head executives there, Kelvin Ranford. Gentlemen, how are you all doing today?
I'm doing well.
Doing phenomenal. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Baker, for having us on this morning.
Fantastic. And so with that, I want to start with you, Ken Daniel, and talk to the audience a little bit about Deck 7. What made you create Deck 7? And then what type of trucking company are you?
No problem. Definitely. First and foremost, once more, thank you for the opportunity for letting us be on here. And hello to all the guests listening in this evening. Kenneth Daniel talking about Deck 7 this morning. Deck 7 was derived from my experience in the trucking industry, working with multiple Fortune 500 companies, such as your Walmart, such as your UPS. And I learned everything driving with them, their safety habits, their ins and out of their numbers, their industry, and how they were running things. And it became intriguing to me to not work for the companies anymore, but how could I turn this into something that I can do for myself? And so Deck 7 came upon with me eliminating the middleman and getting my own rigs and learning the logistics side of it so I could more give out more of what am I trying to say here, more experience for myself and to teach others in the industry, because it is something that I believe that a lot of people can learn. If you don't have any direction to go into, this is definitely the direction that you can get into, learn, and make a great life doing it. So that's where it kind of, you know, from my family standpoint, what could I do to control my own schedule? What could I do to add more to helping people learn the industry so they can make a nice penny for their lives?
So, Kelvin, talk to us a little bit about your role with Deck 7. What does that look like?
Yeah, from my standpoint, I was really the support person for Ken, just making sure he wanted to make that jump from working for or driving for someone else, jumping off that porch and driving for himself. So I was kind of like the guy behind the scenes, helping him, propelling him to get to that next level. And you have a lot of guys out here who wants to drive. They got their CDLs and they want to drive, but it's also people who want to work for themselves. In this industry, they call them owner-operators. You operate the semi-truck, you're also the owner. So that's what, you know, from helping Deck 7 get their legal ability to drive, which is an authority, doing all that paperwork, you know, getting making sure the truck was inspected, making sure it was good for the road. And also, you know, I work with Ken day on basis as far as, you know, booking loads for him, you know, kind of being his eyes and ears on the road. We went from that spot where he was working for UPS to like, hey, I want to do it on my own. And we did it from point A to all the way to Z. Everything you need to know as far as jumping out that porch and the full-time entrepreneurship and working for yourself, and you taking, you cut out the middleman, and you taking all the profit. That's really my role.
Well, you got a couple topics inside of there that I really want to focus on. I don't want to go over it as if it's not important. Number one is that owner-operators are exactly that. They own the company and they operate the company. But it doesn't sound like this was a solo mission. It sounds as if you guys partnered in order to make sure that one was really good on one side, the other was good on the other. And what I mean by that is, you know, part of it is delivering the services and the goods, which is driving the truck, picking up the loads, and making the timelines. The other part is making sure that the administrative duties are taken care of, that the loads and securing the loads is taken care of. And so you guys took a team approach to that. Give us an example of how the team approach made the transition easier in comparison to doing it by yourself.
Would you like to go first, Kelvin, or?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll go and you can tag in. That's our relationship, kind of go back and forth. But, yeah, Ken has almost 10 years of driving experience. You know, I've never driven a truck, so I wouldn't know it from that angle, you know. But I've also, this isn't my first entrepreneurship journey. So, like, he used my business acumen and his acumen as a driver, and we combine those forces. Because, you know, being a good trucking company has less about being a good driver and more how you run your business. So we want to combine those two angles. His expertise as a driver, my business acumen with paperwork and make sure we get paid, and we put that together and we're unstoppable force. You go ahead, Ken.
Ken Daniel, are you there? Or did you drop off?
No, I'm here. Yes, I was having trouble listening in for him, but I am here. But I guess to where I did hear him drop off at is that you can't do any. You can't run this system of trucking and dispatching at the same time. You need a team in order for somebody to take over for the logistics side of the trucking. So logistics side meaning you have to route, you have to deal with the paperwork, you have to submit and keep numbers, making sure that the numbers also make sense. And then the trucker, the owner-operator, is focused in on making sure that we meet the destinations, that we meet these times, and that if anything in between happens, that we have our better half, the logistics side, the other partner, the other teammate, to handle those problems if they do arise. Because in this industry, the problems will arise. So you need a team to make sure that, hey, if you can handle this end, so I can focus on this end, and so we can meet the destination of our supplier.
So talk about a little bit on the business side. You know, obviously, Ken, you came with the trucking experience, and that means understanding just the mechanics of the truck, the regulations, having the certifications, knowing the industry as it relates to what might be profitable, what might not be, just based on distance and weight. But then, Kelvin, on your side, you looked at it and said, well, we have to make sure that legally we're bound appropriately. We have the right systems set up in order to connect with the different entities that we are picking up from, making sure that we can receive payment, that we can reflect our mileage, on and on. And so when someone is thinking about getting into the trucking business, and either both perspectives is going to be valuable here to the discussion, but what are some of the early errors or the early mistakes you see others make, or what were some of the errors that you all made when you started the company?
Yes, early mistakes, very easy. Early mistakes is that you don't know as an owner-operator the logistics side. So there are things called load boards. Load boards are where most owner-operators receive their loads, to look for their loads, to see where they might go, to try to connect with a broker that is already connected with a supplier. And so if you don't know the either the terms or the rates that you are supposed to be getting in the market as of current, you can be taken advantage of. Therefore, you won't make enough money to sustain your owner operating. You have to pay attention to gas prices, because we just went through an influx of gas prices when the inflation happened, to make sure that you're driving every mile to at least accommodate for your fuel and also make sure that you're making a profit at some point in time. So a lot of truck drivers just jump in like, oh, I got a truck. Now what else do I do? But there's a quarterly taxes that you have to keep up with. You have to make sure that weight is always good. Pre-tripping. Pre-tripping is a term of always checking to make sure that your truck is good before you enter it in the app, and pre-tripping after you're done driving the truck. So that keeps down on maintenance to kind of see. That's also an early mistake that people don't pay attention to their truck to, you know, make sure that things are operational all the time, because that will cost you money if you don't pay attention to the things that may, fluids might be low, something might be broken, and you're not paying attention to that and adding more wear and tear on that, that now you have to put it on the shop and now you're down. Because if your wheel's not turning, you're not earning. You'll hear that a lot in the industry. So the mistake that people make in the beginning is not paying attention to the making sure that the miles make sense when you enter, and making sure that you take care of your truck so it can work for you. That's the biggest problem that beginning owner operators make in the beginning.
Kelvin, is there anything that you can add to that at all based on your role?
Yeah, biggest thing is that as somebody who is booking a load for Ken, piggybacking off what he said, you know, if you don't get your fuel mileage correct, you're going to be out of business very soon. What I mean is, you know, that the cost of your fuel to run that load should be no more than 33 to 35%. When you start to go, when the cost to run your rig is taking 35% out of your load, like you start doing more and more of that, you know, it doesn't make sense. It's not a good load to run. So making sure that we're running smarter. You don't have to drive to California every week to make money. You know, I would advise against it because of the cost of diesel is so high on the West Coast. It's about picking the loads that work. You know, and him and I are a partnership. You know, there's no dictatorship. I'll run something by Ken. If it doesn't make sense for him, I'm going to respect his wishes. You know, so just kind of making sure that's the biggest thing when you say operators who are pretty much closing up shop is they kind of, they can't afford to run because they're not running efficient rates. So just combining with that, you know, keeping your fuel down, because that's putting the profit, you know, that takes away your profit, making sure that Ken puts away a maintenance fund every week, because when you're running a truck, something will go wrong, just a matter of time. So just making sure we're running efficiently, making sure that he's running, you know, every day, we're keeping them moving. And, you know, it's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, it's a great industry. It's not easy. It's definitely a lot of work. But it's something that I would definitely say, if somebody's interested in it, definitely do your research and jump on in.
Well, today we're talking with Deck 7 Logistics about the trucking industry and about some of the common errors that are made with new truck owner operators and or just looking at the industry as a whole. This is Doctor's Orders. I am Dr. Baker. This episode is brought to you by none other than the Business Hospital. If your business is suffering or struggling at any level, or you have an idea for a business, do not fight through it to try to figure things out on your own. Always call to get help. And one place to do that is the Business Hospital. Our job is to make sure that your concept, your company, your organization is operating at maximum efficiency. So whether that's generating more revenue or whether that's being better with human capital management, whatever it might be, come to the Business Hospital. You can find us at www.drbaker.us, or you can email us directly at info@drbaker.us. So once again, we bring back in Deck 7 Logistics, and we just was talking about what should you pay attention to in the event you want to jump into the trucking industry, what things you need to pay attention to. And both of you talked about something that I want to make sure that we go back and really cover in a little bit more complexity, which are the financials of it. I mean, I think fuel prices is something that would be obvious. I mean, heck, the average American is looking at fuel prices every day just to live in many cases. So let alone if you're operating a vehicle, fuel prices would be very important. But Kelvin, you said something that I think is really a good gem. It's really good wisdom, is that you don't have to drive long distances in order to make the type of revenue that you seek. And in that instance, I would say that the assumption is that if I'm getting paid by the mile, the longer I drive, the more money I make. But you're actually saying it could be to the contrary. What I would like to focus on now is what are some of the other factors that you have to think about? And Ken, I'll start with you with this question, is that what are some of the other factors that you have to think about when you're operating a truck? Obviously, we talked about maintenance, we talked about fuel, but you've got other factors that exist, such as, you know, family, work balance, how to get to and from somewhere quickly enough to where you're maximizing your route. But could you speak to some of those different realities that allow one trucking company to be more effective than another?
Yeah, easy. There are different routes that you can take in joining the trucking industry. You have some trucking industries where you can get on, like, for instance, McDonald's. You can drive probably 250 miles if you're with a certain company to deliver to different McDonald's. Say, since we're in Cincinnati or Kentucky, you might have to drive to Cleveland. You might have to drive to Columbus, and then you work your way back. That's coming home every day. So that's an industry that you might have to touch some freight coming off into entering the building, but that also gets you back home. Now, it's also something called OTR, which is over the road, and that's trucking where it can take you to maybe a California, maybe Atlanta, but those seem to rack up a little bit more money because of the mileage, depending on where you're going and if depending on which broker that you are using at the time. So there are different, you can do off the railroad, go to the rail yards, and you can get a chassis to where they can put rail trailers on the chassis, and you can go to different ports in the nation that we have. So there are different trucking industries that you can step your foot into that can either accommodate you for family time if you want to come home every day, or if you have a family that likes to travel with you, that you can go over the road, or you have something that, or you have a trailer that you want to put on a chassis to go to different ports that'll probably take you out 2 or 3 days and then you'll be home for 4 days. So there are different areas that you can step your foot in for trucking. Now, it can balance itself out if you want to come home to your family, or if you want to bring your family out with you. You can definitely go over the road and go to those future and those further destinations out in the nation.
Kelvin, I'll push this question over to you. When you're thinking about setting up the company itself, specifically, can you speak to what is primary in the industry to have, meaning that it may be considered elementary, but a lot of people might miss it? Are there any tips or best practices that you can offer when it comes to setting up this company to ensure that you're going to have the appropriate guidelines, paperwork in order to have a really successful trucking company?
Yeah. That's a great question. So, you know, breaking it all the way down, you want to obviously set up your LLC. You know, after you do that, you will want to go ahead. You want to get an authority, so you want to reach out to the FMCSA. And then there's a government agency under the Department of Transportation. You have to get two numbers to be able to interstate travel, meaning you can cross state lines. You need an MC number and a DOT number. You're going to get those numbers from setting up your authority. It costs about $300 to apply for that online. Once you get applied for that, in order for your authority to go active, meaning that you're actually legally allowed to haul, is you have to have insurance. And you have to go ahead and get your insurance set up, and it has to be active and paid in. So I would say from the day that you apply for your authority until it goes active, it's about 60 days. I think that's what ran for us. Then that government agency, once you get all your paperwork set up through them, they'll give you a go-ahead and say, all right, your authority is going to go active on October 1st. You know, that's pretty much what you need to have. So when we book loads, when I go to a broker who books loads, and they want to hire Deck 7, they're going to ask me for three items. They're going to ask me for our insurance. They want to make sure that we have insurance. They're going to ask me for our W-9 for tax purposes, and they're also going to ask for our certificate of authority. So they're going to ask for those three items when we go book a load. And that's on top of, so your biggest expenses of running, getting the company off the ground, obviously, is getting your truck, whether you're going to buy it outright or finance it. We finance ours. Are you getting your authority paperwork set up? Now, you could do that on your own, or you could also, there's third-party companies out there. If you do a quick Google search, you pay them a flat fee, they'll do all your paperwork for you. But I enjoyed that process. So I would suggest, if you have the time, do it yourself. You save quite a bit of money. So, so your biggest expense is going to be authority set up, insurance, and, whatever you're paying for your truck. So.
Fantastic. And Ken, I'll direct this to you.
To add something also to that, if I may, please.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, the industry is 80,000 drivers short. That's a big deficit. So when we, I don't know if people are familiar, there's a shortage of a lot. So when you don't see certain things in like grocery stores, or you're trying to order stuff offline, and it's out of stock, or it's, it'll be here, or it's taking longer to deliver than usual, you have to understand that it's a lot of stuff still stuck on the ports and things like that trucks have not gotten to. So this industry, if you are intrigued right now, the time is now to enter. This is the greatest time to enter and profit and learn everything you can in this industry, because of the deficit that we have in it. We have to fulfill those so the world can get to the normalcy that it is used to of getting products and things that in our everyday household needs. So I just want to put that on you guys to think about, hey, I can make a difference by getting in this industry to helping my family and people across the world, because I got into the trucking industry to help it move forward. So I just wanted to add that and let people know that, hey, this is no better time to enter the trucking industry than it is right now. Thank you, Dr.
Well, you make a fantastic point when you talk about a few aspects. Number one, we're talking supply chain. So when people, retailers, consumers, are really frustrated about where's the inventory or where's the merchandise, why is the supply chain backed up? A big portion of that, based on what you just stated, is that there's a shortage of drivers. These products cannot move themselves. And because they can't move themselves, that means that this industry is primed for entrance. And when we say something's primed for entrance, that means that there is no market saturation. So in other business terminology, what we're really saying is that it's not crowded. So when it's not crowded, that means that there's more opportunity to generate revenue but not just generate revenue, but also realize a profit. And that's the purpose of generating or creating a business, is that you want to generate profit. And when you think about what industry should I go in, now, once again, you have to have the skill set, you have to have the wherewithal, you have to have the passion to do it. But if you were considering out there that, hey, maybe I should get into the trucking industry, based on what you just articulated, is that, well, the timing is good because there is such a shortage. And in that instance, that allows you to take advantage of all of what the industry has to offer because there is no saturation. One thing I was going to ask you about as an owner-operator are, what are some of the best practices while you're on the road? So actually navigating the truck and being out in the world, you know, what are some of the things that a truck driver would have to pay attention to? And we have about 2.5 minutes for this answer.
No problem. I'll speed through it. Well, obviously, you have to go through a school to get to even get your credentials to drive a truck, and they'll obviously tell you things, but I'll give a little extra incentive for people. You always want to keep 2 car lengths distance from other drivers, as we call them in the trucking industry, four-wheelers. You always want to make sure that you're looking 15 seconds ahead because you have a lot of machinery to stop. It can be come up to 80,000 pounds that you have to stop at one time. So you always want to keep your distance to give that, to allow that, the reaction time to happen, because you're driving a weapon at the end of the day. So you always have to make sure that you're looking forward side to side, that you're constantly looking and keeping your distance, because that's a whole lot of machinery to control. I'll give a tip as far as when there's different weather out there, always go 5 miles or 10 miles down from the posted speed, so you won't have issues trying to stop or trying to avoid a collision or anything like that. Also with my experience, make sure you enjoy the scenery. There's a lot out in this land that we don't get to see in your everyday life, and just as a truck driver, to love it more, enjoy the destination. Enjoy it, and and you'll find a joy and love for it that you never know that you could develop, because it is a lot to see out in this wonderful land that we have here. So those are my tips to you guys out there that are interested to answer your question, Dr. Baker, but those are the safety tips I say that you need to use. Make sure that you're always paying attention, and just to enjoy it. And so once you enjoy it and you apply those safety tips, trucking becomes your best friend, and it answers a lot of questions for you.
So today, everyone, we had Deck 7 Logistics, a Cincinnati-based trucking company that travels nationally, moving retail products, merchandise, and even private merchandise based on, need of larger entities. And what we learned today, just based from this conversation, is that the formation of your company is vital. You have to understand how to form it, making sure that you have the right documentation, right licenses. I know that I speak to roughly 60 some odd businesses per month, and I can tell you here that not all businesses have the appropriate formation together. There are individuals out there, even in this industry, that are driving without licenses. Their company setup is not sound, and that opens you up to risk, and that risk can be significant if you are not doing business the right way. And it's not just in the trucking industry. It's actually across all grids. And so that's one thing that if you don't understand the legalities, if you don't understand the certifications, the licensing, the regulation, that you have to pay attention to that, so that therefore you mitigate that risk. I would say number two is understanding your temperament. So when you talk about number one, jumping into the industry, but enjoy the scenery, have a passion for it. It's not necessarily easy all the time, and you are operating, and I love the way that you mentioned that, a weapon. And so being smart about it, I think we've all seen trucks on the road that's been flipped over, accidents, collisions, poor distancing. And so you have to be conscious about that. When we own a business, we have to think about all stakeholders. And in the trucking industry, even those other transporters on the road, the other people sharing the road with you, they're stakeholders in that industry. And so it becomes really important that we pay attention to that. So everyone, this has been our segment. I am Dr. Baker. I will see you all next Saturday. Enjoy the week.
You can learn more on our website at www.drbaker.us.
Doctor's Orders, Saturday mornings at 10:30 on WCBG, 1320 AM, 103.9 FM, and www.1320thevoice.com.